Mini-episode 1953 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the FDH Lounge. You have with you here today FDH Lounge original dignitaries Rick Morris and Chris Galloway. This is the culmination of our 2026 NFL preview series. We have previously gone through and broken down all eight divisions in the NFL, and we've given you our indications on who's going to win each division, how the teams are going to do, generally speaking. We've talked about wild card picks. But this is where we put some meat on the bones and we tell you who we think is going to make the Super Bowl. And that will require going through here. Now, I will go through in a little bit more detail than Chris. It's interesting that there's been a commonality in the history of doing these segments, which date back, I believe, to 2012. And when I was doing these with Kyle Ross, he used a methodology similar to Chris's of just sort of going more big picture on who were going to be the last team standing in each conference. I, being the good obsessive, compulsive, anal retentive, whatever else you want to call it thing, I will give you every game in both conferences here because my sick mind demands that I do so. So, Chris, we had a decent amount of commonality as we were going through the divisions here, which is generally the case. And we'll see how much we diverge or don't diverge on our playoff picks. So, any thoughts before we get started?
You obviously outlined that, you know, you like to get into the detail. I don't. There's way too many variables in my head in terms of who gets in, who doesn't. You know, then we're talking, you know, these matchups and these seedings and who's on the road. To me, there's too many variables, which is why I don't really even try to do that. Because it's, I've never gone back through all the years and graded Rick Morris's predictions on these, but I'm going to guess they were 90% wrong when you predict the actual game matchups and the way the brackets break out. Because it's just, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like doing a mock draft.
That's exactly right. It's like doing a mock draft before the season's even started, so you have no idea where they're even going to be in the draft order. And then, oh, by the way, you're making a guess. I looked at a mock draft earlier today, and I thought, what's the point of this, guys? Yeah. Like, you're like, this team is the third and fourth and fifth, and they're going to pick. And I'm like, you don't even have the order right, let alone the players, and they haven't even played this season of college football. Half these guys won't even be first-rounders, like – This is a pointless, and that's not to say your exercise is pointless. I think that most years you've nailed a lot of the teams, obviously, they're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But that's why I like to focus on the championship games, the Final Four, you know, because a lot of variables can occur, but more times than not, those two teams typically are like, there you go. You've got three of the four or whatnot. Yep. Is how it shook out. So I like to just kind of just skip ahead to that.
Sure.
So I'll let you run with it through all your early rounds, and then when you get to the championship round, we'll see what you've got versus what I think.
All right. I'm going to go up to the championship game in both conferences here. I'm going to start with the AFC, and I'm going to stop when I get to the championship game, and then you and I can discuss the teams that we have in there. So what I have for the wild card round in the AFC: number 2, Houston over number 7, Cincinnati. Number 6, Kansas City going on the road and winning at number 3, Buffalo, because they always do. Number 5, Denver over number 4, Baltimore. In the divisional round, number 1, LA Chargers over number 6, Kansas City. That's how you know that the Chargers are for real this year. And number 2, Houston over number 5, Denver. So that sets up an AFC championship game. Boy, you talk about two teams that will have hungry fan bases for the Super Bowl, huh? It's going to be the number two Houston Texans at the number one LA Chargers, in my estimation. How do you see the AFC building to the climax, Chris?
Houston Texans playing in the new Buffalo Stadium.
Yeah.
So I have an AFC championship of Buffalo and Houston.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And CJ Stroud away from Houston will not be good.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of a preview for what I think, who's coming out of the AFC.
So you're looking at Buffalo to come out. Now, here's what I want to know also. Are you going to take it a step further that Houston will have a 35-3 halftime lead and that in the second half, Buffalo will be led to the comeback by their backup quarterback?
No, is there a Frank Reich Jr. out there?
I don't even know who, off the top of my head, who the guy would be for Houston.
Well, it would be, isn't Buffalo's backup is actually an Allen, but Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen, not you're right Allen. About that. Yeah, Kyle yeah, Allen.
I think the backup is Kyle Allen.
Okay, Kyle Allen.
So Allen leads them to a comeback. Yeah, it sounds right, right? just a different Allen.
You're going with Buffalo, and you're saying that Buffalo will have a breakthrough. I'm saying that the LA Chargers will have a breakthrough. They will defeat Houston. So, interestingly, the commonality is both of us have Houston making the AFC championship game and going on the road
I'm
to do so.
I'm fascinated by your NFC because are you about to tell us there's going to be an LA Super Bowl that's in the LA Stadium this year? Is that what you're about to tell me? Triple LA?
Well, also, if that were the case, in the City of Angels on Valentine's Day, all these things. If it lines up that way for my predictions, I'm going to give you.
Hearing this.
Yeah. Now, here's what I'm going to give you for the. Now, I found this out off air. So I went back and I looked in Fantasy Football Draftology 2026, again, available on the main page at fantasydrafthelp.com. And I was reminded that I had actually picked Chicago to be the number one seed in the NFC. Some of that goes to one of the things that I kind of look at. Is the overall strength of schedule and who some of the other divisions are. So I don't have it right in front of me right now who the NFC North is playing in terms of the other divisions versus the NFC West, but that probably influenced me. Now, I do have Chicago and the Rams having identical 11-6 records. I also have Seattle and Philadelphia at 11-6. But nevertheless, in the tiebreaker, I have it being Chicago as the number one seed, so you won't hear their name called in the wild card round. Here's the wild card round as I see it. You have number two LA Rams over number seven Green Bay, number three Philadelphia over number six Dallas, and number five Seattle over number four Tampa Bay. That brings us to the divisional round. Number five, Seattle over number one, Chicago. So I have the Seahawks doing what the Rams did a year ago and having to go win in the cold and windy and snowy probably conditions of Chicago. And the number two, LA Rams over number three, Philadelphia. That brings up again, that would be the number two Rams and the number five Seahawks in the NFC Championship game. Now, refresh my memory. You actually, were you getting caught in game traffic that night or whatever? I seem to remember that, like, you were in Chicago for when the Bears were playing the Rams, unrelated to the game, of course, but am I remembering that correctly?
I was, and I was not caught in traffic.
Okay.
It was just going on as I drove by the stadium. Well, okay. I ended up going a little bit further away from the stadium just to avoid okay. any game area, but I actually was in Chicago on business, and I remember I was in my hotel room watching on TV I think maybe the second half of that game.
Interestingly, neither of us was partaking that from home. Our good mutual friend down in Mount Vernon, I was going down for his birthday party. So I'm listening to that game on the road as I'm coming back up 71 that night, and a thriller of a game it was. So I have the Rams in Seattle. again in the NFC Championship game, but I have this one being at SoFi. How do you see the NFC shaking out? I'm guessing you end up in the same place that I do, but we'll see.
First of all, I'm fascinated that you have both the AFC and NFC Championship games in SoFi the week, 2 weeks before the Super Bowl in SoFi. So I'm curious to see how this ends.
By the way, they would play one of the games Monday night. Because I've seen this here that, like, if that ever happened, that's the contingency plan. Championship Sunday would be decimated by this scenario. It'd be one game on Championship Sunday and one game on Monday night because, you know,
I say cowards. Both games back to back.
Sure.
Make people buy doubleheader tickets. What the hell? You're never going to see that again.
That's true.
And then a Super Bowl there 2 weeks later.
Yeah, that would be incredible. But that's the scenario.
I don't predict that happening. I have the AFC Championship game happening in the frozen, ice cold, snowy Buffalo confines of their big, beautiful new stadium. But
with bad sight lines, with Cleveland Stadium era sight lines.
Well, I think that's overblown. I'm sure that's in a couple spots, cherry picked to be like critical. Yeah. My NFC Championship is Dallas at Rams in SoFi.
Okay. All right. So you've got them. I mean, off the top of your head, who would you see taking out Seattle along the way? Would it be Dallas probably?
I never thought it through like that because I don't work out those combinations.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I don't work out those combinations.
I'm just curious.
It very well could be Dallas or Chicago. Just based on seeding, for sure.
Sure. Okay. All right. Interesting. Dallas at L.A. So how do you see that one going?
It hurts my childhood Cowboys fandom, but I'll go L.A.
Okay.
And again, this is all just predicated on them staying healthy. You know, the part that I always worry about with the Rams is Matt Stafford's back.
Yeah.
But I'm going to, in my mind, I'm rewarding the Rams for pushing every chip they own into the middle of the table and saying, here we go. We've traded for guys. We're going all in. We're bringing a Hall of Famer out of retirement. You know, we're keeping Puka Nacua out of jail. We're doing that, whatever we got to do to get there in probably Sean McVay's last year as head coach. I think it's the Rams beat the Cowboys, probably a very exciting game. And so it sets up a Rams-Bills Super Bowl in SoFi.
Wow. Well, and I think you might have made that the pick for the last time it was in SoFi. Hey, I know you picked Rams-Bills for a Super Bowl previously on the show, but it's when I think Rams-Cowboys on
championship. I might have picked it last year.
I think it was further. Maybe you did last year.
2 years ago?
Actually, you picked Green Bay and Buffalo last year. You were with me on Green Bay.
That's what it was. I had Green Bay beating L.A. in the championship game in L.A. or in Green Bay.
Okay.
That's what it was, yeah.
You know, so the Rams and the Cowboys, they played a whole bunch, of course, in the playoffs in the 70s. It was essentially sort of, you know, the pro wrestling thing of the three-way dance. Rams, Cowboys, Vikings. There was a lot of those in the round robin back in the 70s. And the only time that the Rams had lost to the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, the only time that the Rams made it to the Super Bowl, they beat the Cowboys the week before, and then they went to Tampa in that like 9-0 monsoon and ended up winning the 79 NFC Championship.
The Steelers.
Yes. So this would be tapping into a rich history from the 70s if it's the Rams and the Cowboys playing for Championship Sunday. I have it being the Rams and the Seahawks, and as I teased out previously, again, I think there's a world of difference between, even though I don't have the Rams as the one seed, I have them as the two, but I think there's a world of difference between being in that spot and then being in the five seed. If only because, again, the Rams are, especially the way I have it, they're playing all their games at home. Number one, Chicago gets taken out by Seattle, thus meaning that the Rams don't have to repeat what they did last year and win in Chicago to go to the Super Bowl. So I think the Rams are still advantaged over Seattle in that. And because I think, again, there's that paper thin margin this year that favors the Rams, just as the paper thin margin a year ago favored the Seahawks. It is the Rams that I see winning. And yes, again, some people could call this a gimmick, but I think I have ample science to back it up on both sides. When I look at the Chargers and I look at the Rams, that's my Super Bowl. Chargers, Rams in the Super Bowl, in Sci-Fi, City of Angels, Valentine's Day. The Rams win their second Super Bowl this decade because I think they are the better team. And again, I think
that's Chargers, a lot of blue and yellow, man. That is a lot of blue and yellow.
It is, and of different kinds and everything like that. But yeah, it so two of the three teams historically linked to the city of Los Angeles in terms of pro football over a period of time. And of course, lest we forget, that was the only place that the Chargers had won a championship was back in the 60s as the LA Chargers in the AFL. Or maybe they were in San Diego by the time they won it. Don't quote me on that. But anyways, they were the LA Chargers previously. They are again. And of course, the Raiders, the other team associated with their, you know, and still in some quarters, maybe the second biggest team in LA behind the Rams, just because of all the folks that never let go from back in the day. And once they get the train going here, the high-speed train from Vegas to LA, we'll see in the future. It would take the Chargers probably winning the Super Bowl to surpass the Raiders as the number two team in that market. We'll see if they can pull it off, but I'm going to give the edge to the Rams. I say Rams over Chargers. Are you saying Rams over Bills? Because I'm guessing that you are.
Saying Rams over Bills, the poor Bills fans. They lose another Super Bowl. Heartbreak again. Many, many tables are broken in half.
Yeah.
Much sadness. Although I will say this, based on your predictions, if you don't end this game or this podcast with playing out and overlaying Randy Newman's We Love L.A., like from Naked Gun, We Love L.A., we love it. That's going to be your theme song for this season.
it could be. Have you seen this has been one of the great finds on YouTube. Have you seen the AI version of that with the Randy Newman voice of I Hate LA?
Seen it.
All the bums and homeless people. I hate LA. It's pretty funny.
You don't end this episode with that music blaring in the background as you make your prediction, I'm going to be very sad. When I watch the edited version, if Randy Newman's We Love LA is not playing in the background, because clearly for 2026, 2027 season, you are Mr. I Love LA.
Well, we'll see if that happens in terms of what YouTube allows. I mean, they've swatted me in the crotch a bunch of times previously on what I think is fair use. They don't think is fair use. So, you know, we'll see if that would pass muster from, you know, All the cheddar heads.
The trick is you got to use just that 4 second clip, right? You can't use too much of it. Just put it on loop.
I guess, but they're getting just even what I did, like, you know, singing a little bit of the Randy Newman stuff a little bit ago. I wouldn't be surprised if I got a strike just for that. Like, we heard something on there that might be a violation. So yeah, thanks for nothing, YouTube. But anyways, that's. It's interesting that like a year ago, we see the same team winning the Super Bowl. A year ago, we both said Green Bay. This year, we're both saying the Rams. A year ago, I think we were sticking out our necks a little bit more. There wasn't as much of a conventional wisdom necessarily on who was going to be the team in there. So
I felt good about that pick. I know you did as well. I think injuries and some other issues really sort of slapped the Packers down. And that happens.
Yeah.
But I just think, again, and that could happen to the Rams this year, man. I mean, you know, Myles Garrett hurts his groin. Matthew Stafford breaks his back. Aaron Donald, you know, breaks his coccyx trying to make a comeback. And the next thing you know, the Rams, you know, they finish 9-8 and so injuries can always derail these things. But if I'm putting a team on paper in terms of coaching, potential home field advantages, quarterback, overall talent, I have to go with the Rams.
Absolutely. Yeah. you know, and fast forward to this year, Jed York is spraining his coccyx in a trailer park. So, you know, you get unfortunate injuries cropping up all over the place here. But we'll see how the season plays out. But as always, so great to be able to break down the upcoming season with you, Chris Galloway. I always enjoy doing these. Always my great privilege to have you on to do these breakdowns. So thank you very much, my man. This is the best preseason coverage, quite frankly, that you're going to find anywhere. And I appreciate you helping to make that the case in large part.
Always the silliest. So I love
that too. That too. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Who's to say we can't do both? Yeah. As we always do. It is the FDH Lounge, after all, where nothing is off topic. So great knowledge, great silliness. They all go hand in hand. It's like chocolate and peanut butter around here. So again, many thanks to Chris Galloway, not merely for the playoff preview here, but for all parts of the series previously, the eight divisional playoff, the eight divisional previews. Please check those out. And again, great stuff. So thanks to Chris, and thank you everybody in the audience for checking out this show and all of our 2026 NFL preview segments on the FDH Lounge. Good night, everybody.